December 21, robed in his perfection. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, not in their sins, but from their sins, and to sanctify them through the truth. And in order that he may become a perfect Savior to us, we must enter into union with him by a personal act of faith. Christ has chosen us. We have chosen him, and by this choice we become united to him, and we are to live from henceforth not unto ourselves, but unto him who has died for us. But this union can only be preserved by constant watchfulness, lest we fall into temptation and make a different choice, for we are free always to take another master if we so desire. Union with Christ means an unfailing preference for him in every act and thought. We are to consider ourselves as constituting the family of Christ, and we are to follow him as dear children. Adopted into the household of God, shall we not honor our father and our kindred? We must establish an unyielding enmity between our souls and our foe, but we must open our hearts to the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. We want Satan's darkness to be shut out and the light of heaven to flow in. We want to become so sensitive to holy influences that the lightest whisper of Jesus will move our souls. Then we shall delight to do the will of God, and Christ can own us before the Father and before the holy angels as those who abide in him. But we shall not boast of our holiness. As we have clearer views of Christ's spotless and infinite purity, we shall feel as did Daniel when he beheld the glory of the Lord and said, "My comeliness was turned in me into corruption." Daniel 10:8. We cannot say, "I am sinless," till this vile body is changed and fashioned like unto his glorious body. But if we constantly seek to follow Jesus, the blessed hope is ours of standing before the throne of God without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, complete in Christ, robed in his righteousness and perfection.